Last summer, Governor Charlie Crist called for a renewable portfolio standard. That's something that a lot of states have. It requires utilities to generate a certain percentage of their electricity using clean, renewable energy resources like the sun and the wind. Now, the legislature, through this year's energy bill, gave approval to the Public Service Commission to develop a draft rule. And the PSC issued its first draft of the rule on Wednesday. If you look at the rule, it's a little bit disappointing because the RPS targets are not ambitious enough.
Do they give certain numbers? What kind of renewable energy requirements do they make?
Well, if you compare to what the governor originally called for, he called for a 20% RPS. Now, compared to that, the initial RPS targets, they're calling for 2%, which is something that we already pretty much have. This is a status quo. And then if you move into 2017, it's 3.75%. Again, that's a very low number, and Florida deserves better.
Are there national standards?
They have made several attempts to develop a federal renewable portfolio standard rule. Unfortunately, those have not passed Congress, but we do expect that they'll bring those rules up again next year.
Is there still time for people to get involved?
That's right. The public can submit comment to the Public Service Commission. The final draft rule is due for legislative consideration on February 1st, 2009. So we still have some time to shape the rule, and the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy believes that we need more ambitious numbers if we really want to drive investment in renewable energy that will create jobs.
Are there any other things that our listeners should know about this?
Well, just that generally, I think that the Florida Public Service Commission, the Florida Legislature, and Governor Charlie Crist deserve support, and we would applaud their efforts to promote renewable energy, and we would just encourage them to be a little bit stronger in setting more ambitious goals. We think Florida deserves more ambitious goals that will really drive investment in a renewable energy economy.